Ho, 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 sucker. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Hey, Black Friday is the least pious day of the Christmas season in America, so... No? Still too much? Okay. The official shopping season has begun, but you probably noticed the stores got into it early this year. I don't think it was as big a deal as the press and some people made it out to be. At least it wasn't near me. They always put out the Christmas stuff early. I did notice this year that the Christmas stuff overpowered the Halloween displays, and that was different. Also different were the sales, which started mentioning Christmas way back in July at Kmart and Sears. They both made a big deal of layaway again, and Sears had Black Friday deals every Saturday starting Halloween. In fact, I've seen articles that said the best deals were to be had the weeks leading up to Black Friday, and now it's just too late. I have a feeling those articles were written by people who wanted the stores to make a lot of money before Black Friday. What do you think? Oh, and by the way, as I'm recording this, I just saw an article that says Walmart will be open 24 hours on Thanksgiving Day to ease the Friday crowds. Sheesh. I have links to Black Friday and Cyber Monday information in the show notes, which you can find at mychristmasstocking.net, and they should be good in future years, too. I've seen reports that it would be as bad as last year for retailers, slightly better, and a lot better. No matter what, the papers and TV will say it was a surprising season. Someone's surprised by it every year. The important thing for us is to be surprised by how great it's been. One thing that is kind of great, office Christmas parties are canceled at a lot of businesses, often for the second year in a row. Well, I think it's great. I've never been a fan. I hope you're not looking for Zuzu's hamsters. That's the hot toy, and I have friends who've already been searching for weeks with no luck, and I assume that's going to get worse. Call ahead and be prepared to wait outside for the store to open when they say they'll have some. You could blame the economy for this, I suppose, since retailers have been more conservative in ordering stock, and they may not have known what a phenomenon this is going to be when they ordered. Some other hot toys to keep an eye out for: Mattel's Mindflex, a helmet that measures brainwaves, Nerf and Strike dart thrower, and Barbie Fashionista, which can twist her hips and strike poses. Did you know Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving in America? Yep. Kind of like Over the River and Through the Woods was co-opted for Christmas, Jingle Bells was even more. It was written by James Lord Pierpont in 1857. That's when it was copyrighted. And its original title was One Horse Open Sleigh. Not as catchy, Mr. Pierpont. In fact, when it was reprinted in 1859, the title was listed as Jingle Bells or the One Horse Open Sleigh. So they already knew. By the way, jingle bells, they're not a kind of bells. It means jingle some bells, man. There were originally four versions, but now it's usually just the first verse that's sung, although a lot of people sing the second and fourth verses.
To ride and sing a sleighing song.
Lisa Loeb in the Christmas Stocking. I hope I didn't play that too soon for you. We had a very cool version of Jingle Bells just last December. I usually try to spread out the songs, but when I found out Jingle Bells was a Thanksgiving song, I wanted to play it now, rather than next year, when I might forget. Wait a minute! I think we have time for one more song.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. See the blazing yule before us, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me in merry measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While I tell of yuletide treasure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, heedless of the wind or weather. Sing we joyous all together, of the wind or weather, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Undercover Christmas, this one featuring Di Johnston, that's Deck the Halls. I thought that was perfect shopping music for some reason. Hello, Kara M. on Twitter and Grayson on our Facebook page. They are at least two people who have put reviews on our little show on our iTunes page. Thank you so much. As of when I'm recording this, the reviews aren't showing up, but hopefully they will soon. Maybe if everybody barrages iTunes with reviews of the Christmas Stocking, it'll somehow break the wall and they'll all show up. That's just something to think about. Anyway, iTunes can be kind of flaky, so I'm not too worried about it. There is plenty of room for you to join us on twitter.com/Christmas Stocking or our Facebook page, which you can find quickly by searching for Christmas Stocking Podcast. Over on Facebook, we discuss what we can put on the show a lot, and Tim had a great idea putting some Christmas book reviews. Unfortunately, the Christmas books I read are Archie Christmas comic books, but I'm thinking that would be a great use of the Call Me button. So you can give a book review, or leave a message of Merry Christmas, your favorite family Christmas Eve or Christmas Day tradition, your favorite Christmas memory, or anything else by going to mychristmasstocking.net and clicking the Call Me button. It's really simple. You enter your phone number and a name, and my voicemail will call you. You can keep your number private, so I'll never be able to prank call you, which really will disappoint me. If you'd rather type out your message, you can always email topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. And I accept audio there, too. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time, we'll look at Advent in the Christmas Stocking.